Welcome to the Shock and Awe Show.
Joining me, this is the Barack and Awe Show. Party time! Woo! Alright, this is going to be an adventure for thee and me and all. Okay, everyone's streaming from Olympia to Venus. I can't wait till our next date, but until then, let's have fun. I'm gonna play you some music. I'm going to play some requests. I'll probably talk shit about the president. That's what I like to do ever since I knew what a president was, really. So I'm going to turn down the theme music. If you know the theme music, you can call 360-705-9780 if you're out of this country, the USA. You can dial the country code. I don't know what the country code is. If you know the country code, you can call 360-705-9780, or you could call the country code and then dial 360-705-9780. Now, on with the show. This is a special song. I love it. It's rad. We've all been introduced to Tina Turner by MTV and Mad Max, but the real Tina was introduced to me more recently than such time as will be available to you. Now, here, without ado, Tina with her abusive husband, Ike.
When I was a little girl,
and heaven. shit, man. What time is it, dog?
I don't know what time it is, Raylo. Peanut butter jelly time.
When the party's too loud in his guest's bathtub, it was a special project for his 4-H club. But it broke loose out in the middle of the night, and now it's feeding flower children.
All this theme music from Blackbeard and Goldilocks, but I can't rob you with this shit because it wasn't on the first CD.
Woo!
Hey, it's Shock and Awe. Brock and Awe. It's the Brock and Awe show. Okay, so now it's the Brock and Awe show. Stay on task. Stay on target. Stay on target. Sometimes I forget what I'm doing.
Sure, dumb luck. It's called democracy.
Yeah, sure. Sure, Bob. Sometimes I've really can't keep track of my own mind. This is a request coming up here. Played it before, played it again. Let's have some Brock talk. It's Brock talk night tonight. You give us a call, 705-900, and we'll talk about Brock. This is excellent decision so far.
Hello, I'd like to vote for president, governor, and anything that will take money away from our parks and libraries.
Use machine number 3.
Oh, I can't fit in the booth.
Use the double wide.
Ooh, one of those electronic voting dealies.
One vote for McCain. Thank you.
No, I want to vote for Obama.
Two votes for McCain.
Come on, it's time for a change.
3 votes for McCain.
No, no, no!
6 votes for President McCain.
Hey, I only meant one of those votes for McCain! This machine is rigged! Must tell President McCain! This doesn't happen in America! Maybe Ohio, but not in America!
Yeah, maybe. Okay, now, I'm supposed to watch the Obama-McCain dance-off. If you got a YouTube, watch that shit. I'm not gonna play it for you. I got some music here.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air.
Olympia. Olympia.
KRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking. Downtown, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be. Just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Thank you.
$5,000.
I'll give him the deluxe mental hospital treatment.
My man.
Kid around, makes him feel good. Hey, pals. No. You're the prisoners. No, no you're the guards.
Now you got it.
Right. Okay. It's all in good fun. Here's some games here, and there's. Get out! He's in my chair. Games. Here's some games. Games you want to get out? See? More games. Games, they vegetize you. See? Yeah. If you play the games, you're voluntarily taking a tranquilizer. I guess they give you some chemical restraints, huh? Drugs! What'd they give you? Dorsey? Haldol? How much? Bring your drugs. Know your dosage. It's elementary.
I need to make a telephone call.
Telephone call? That's communication with the outside world. All of these nuts could just make phone calls. They could spread insanity oozing
through telephone cables, oozing to the ears of all these poor sane people, infecting them. Wax was everywhere, plague of madness.
Come on.
I think this is actually mentally ill. I'm not saying you're not mentally ill, I'm sure. I know you're crazy as a loon.
Freestyle all day. From Brooklyn to LA, it's the AAA. It's a boy, it's another boy, and sweet.
It's all right there. All right there. Look, listen, kneel, pray. Mercy. Productive the anymore? Who needs to make things anymore? It's all automated. What are we for then? We're consumers. Okay. Buy a lot of stuff. You're a good citizen. But if you don't buy a lot of stuff, if you don't, what are you then, I ask? What? Mentally ill. Back, Jim, back. If you don't buy things, toilet paper, new cars, computerized blenders, electrically operated sexual devices, stereo systems with brain-implanted headphones, screwdrivers, miniature built-in radar devices, voice-activated computers.
Take it easy, Jeffrey. Be calm.
Right. That's right. You're a very attractive woman. So, if you want to watch a particular television program, since all my children know something, you go to the charge nurse, you tell the day, the time, the show you want to see is on. But you have to tell her before the show is scheduled to be on. There was this guy, and he was always requesting shows that are already played. Yes. No. You have to tell her before. He couldn't quite grasp the idea that the charge nurse couldn't make it be yesterday. She couldn't turn back time. Thank you, Einstein. Now, he was nuts. He was a fruitcake, Jim. I got a little carried away explaining the inner workings of the institution to Jim.
I'm never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles. Well, I get it for Los Angeles. Only made it out to Needles. Can you feel it? Must be real, it feels so good. Will feel so good. Well, I
Man, what the hell is new? Shit!
Yeah.
Find her. That was the Coasters. Wait. Okay, never mind. Just go. All right, just go. If anybody wants to do a Coasters Not a Living cover band, just give me a call. I'm all about it.
We have just discovered an important note from space. The Martians plan to throw a dance for all the human race.
Next tune is a request by DJ Sunflower.
Hey! like a girl changes clothes. Cause you're hot.
Down, 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 down. All right, as far as I know, there are 3 people streaming online right now. Maybe all 3 of those people are broadcasting. Oh, shit. No, there's 4 people streaming online right now. Hey, Amy, if you're one of them, right on. Thanks for joining me. This is a song dedicated to DJ Star. Actually, it's been requested by DJ Star. So, what the heck? I'll play it. Here you go. Thank you for listening to Free Radio.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo.
Snapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing.
Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo.
She looked good.
Look good,
she looked fine.
Look fine.
She looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing.
Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo.
Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing.
Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo.
We
walk on.
To
my door.
We walk onto my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. That's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo.
Well, I'm hers. She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hers. She's mine. Wedding bells are gonna chime.
Mine.
I'm hers. She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime.
Whoa, oh yeah.
Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo.
I'm singing.
Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo.
Yeah, okay, now check this out.
In the Chicago Tribune today, this tantalizing headline: in the sky, a bird, a plane, a UFO. The report describes a number of workers at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport who all say they saw more or less the same unexplainable thing on November 7th, a large disc-shaped object hovering in the sky over an airport gate, then shooting off into the clouds. John Hilkovich wrote the story. He covers transportation for the Tribune and joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
And John, you've talked with 6 workers at O'Hare. What more did they tell you about what they saw on November 7th?
Well, it's very interesting because they all tell a very similar story from different vantage points at the airport. And they saw this gray metallic object just below the cloud layer. And this object was stationary, but standing there for some minutes, anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes, according to different accounts.
And how big was it, did they say?
The estimates are anywhere from 6 feet in diameter to 24 feet in diameter.
That's a pretty big difference.
That's a big difference. But these were some of the calculations that were made by some of the UFO watching groups based on the witness accounts that were given.
Uh-huh. And then they describe it very suddenly taking off.
Well, that was one of the weird parts, too. A very thick cloud layer that day. This craft was hovering below it. But then when it streaked away, It bursts through the clouds, and unlike an airplane or a helicopter that would just slice through the clouds, this thing created this big donut hole vacuum, indicating a tremendous energy force as it burst through the clouds, and leaving this hole of clear sky that was there for several minutes until the drifting wind pushed the clouds back together.
Now, when you were talking to these workers at O'Hare, were they saying, you know, you're going to think I'm crazy, but this is what I saw?
Yeah, one of them, in fact, when he went to his manager in an email, the manager sent him an email back, said, you know, hey, looks like somebody got a hold of your email account and is pulling a hoax. This is anything but. I mean, that's what impressed me about this. It was all aviation professionals, very credible sources, and they're very serious. They're not saying that what they saw was, you know, a spaceship from another planet, but it was unidentified. It was in restricted airspace, and they were concerned from a safety standpoint that if this was something man-made, they needed to get it out of there because they were having busy flight operations in the early evening hours.
You know, in the course of doing your reporting on this story, you were working along with, in some ways, the UFO reporting center. Did that strike you as odd in some way?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they kept wanting me to say, this was a visit from some other world, and to prove that, you know, yes, I'm interpreted regularly by their beings. And, you know, to me, I'm not qualified, and I wasn't a witness. What was interesting to me was that United Airlines, after receiving numerous reports, including from high-level management officials, decided to deny that they got any such reports. I don't know if they were feeling embarrassment, that maybe people would think United Airlines employees are kooks or something by reporting this.
Nutballs.
But it's very odd. The FAA at first, too,
said they didn't know what I was talking about when I went to them. They had no reports of this. It wasn't until I put a Freedom of Information Act request in.
Data, and we'll see if there's some follow-up.
Okay, well, we...
Data. Full communication tapes on the FOIA request, as well as radar data, and we'll see if there's some follow-up.
Okay, we'll wait to see what happens. John Hilkovich, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
John Hilkovich covers transportation for the Chicago Tribune.
Yo, we should look up SETI while we can, because 7-8 SETI's coming in here. Shit. SETI at home. Oh, dude, yeah, we should get Frog processing SETI while we're streaming and playing MP3s all the time because no DJs ever show up in this bitch. Okay, that was the Clovers backing up the PR news. I got some guest DJs up in this biatch. Yo.
Hi.
What's going on, ladies?
Nothing.
Yo, do you hear me play them tracks for you?
Yeah.
Well, I said I wouldn't, and I lied to you. Ha!
That's rude.
We saw a kitten.
You saw a kitten? What kind of kitten? Was it black and white? Was it gray?
It was a dark gray and a light gray striped. It was so cute.
Well, that's cool. Well, did you step on it? What'd you do? You juggle it? What?
I petted it.
All right, I want to call SETI. Let's call SETI, okay? Let's get their bitches on the line. SETI is the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. That means alien intelligence. Not necessarily life forms, but, like, could be a... Team SETI Sport. Look, they got little monsters all around them. This shit's hilarious. You ever been to the SETI page? Oh, they got a SETI radio show, people. Golly. Carl Sagan Center, he's dead. But smart guy. Smart dead. For being dead, he's smart. And I'd like to say my favorite dead guy right now is Mitch Hedberg. Okay, SETI. So, you know, in a website, you want them to just have the phone number. And the last thing they want you to do is to call them. Contact us is always at the very end. Sometimes it's like, no, we're not going to give you our phone number. SETI. Look, it's a long distance mountain view. Well, screw that. Let's call UFO sighting services.
Uh-huh. We should do that.
What have you DJs been up to?
Well, we were just with Mom packing for Florida.
Mom, what's a mom? What are you talking about? I don't know who you are. Shit. As far as I know, you're just some DJ off the street.
DJ Diagonal.
our mom.
DJ shit in the bed.
No!
DJ Hannah Montana shit in the bed.
She doesn't work here anymore, but she used to.
Work?
DJ Diagonal.
This ain't work, this is fun, goddammit!
Whatever, she used to be.
Okay, there's
she has to have a radio station here.
Survival. Do you know the survival guides? Oh, there we go, there we go. There. Oh, wait. And play some music and drop the mics. I think I know what's going on here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I got some more good stuff here. This is Coasters, the best song ever. No, not that song.
Getting on a bus, getting out of taxis, walking in a week early in by.
Girls, 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 girls. And when I pick up a sandwich
Yes, indeed. Oh, hold on a second. Oh, shit! That's better.
Say, stick it in. They're talking about my miracle ear.
Kind of creaky. The ride's still good, even if the springs are kind of squeaky. Goes into gear with just a little bit of persuasion. Rear end kind of wobbles and might even backfire on occasion. Like Lancelot told Guinevere, I love you, but today's been rough. Honey, once a king, always a king. But once a night's shown up enough. Now I was rocking my baby. She said, who got it no more? I love the way you do it, but I can't let you go. Before you get too happy, though, I'll give you a tip. Next time, put on your glasses, cause you grabbed the poly grip. Closer to a senior menu than I am to 22. And what I used to do all night, now takes me all night to do. Yeah, what I used to do all night, takes me all night to do. It takes me all night to do.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My favorite, the Reverend Billy C. Wirtz. That's W-I-R-T-Z. If you can find him online, you're luckier than me. I'm telling you, guy's hard to find. Took me a decade. But actually, I'll play another tune by him in a bit. Teeny Weeny Meeny. He did for a wrestling compilation. Right now, I gotta record this PSA that I've been dying to do for years. So the offspring in the room, they're going to be kind. They're going to be... Free Radio Olympia. Pirate this station. You wouldn't steal a purse. You wouldn't steal a TV. You wouldn't steal a car. You might steal me. But steal this station. Steal your airwaves. Pirated radio is legal. Free Radio Olympia, FROLMPIA.org. Okay, I'll edit that out later. Ha, I don't even know how to spell, but I'm so glad. Like I said, again, you know, I got four people listening online, and I also said before, believe it or not, it's true. It's true. It's true. Thank you, Amy. It's you. It's you. It's a small world, isn't it? It's quite crazy. So, let's step on the mic here. I don't have any children, actually. I just have chickens. What? Tell me. Go. Do it.
What I've been doing this week, I've been watching two movies, Romeo and Michelle High School Reunion.
Whoa, slow down. What did you just say?
Romeo and Michelle.
Slow down. What did you just say?
Romeo and Michelle High School Reunion, and I also have been watching She's All That.
Oh, I never saw She's All That.
It's good.
I saw Shuzno walk down the street, though. Okay, all right, okay.
We have that on VHS.
She's All That. What is she? What is that? What is that?
It's a movie.
Yo, step up to the mic, girl. Try that one.
Okay.
Wait, no, that one there. Talk into that, see if it works.
It's a movie.
Wait, it's not switched on. You see a switch on that mic there? DJ, come on, DJ. Where were you trained?
It's about...
Wait. Okay, go ahead.
It's about a, artist and a guy, and at the beginning it's like the beginning of spring break ends, so everyone's
spring bacon. I love it.
Spring break ends, so everyone's back at school, and it's like a high school movie, and it's about like, can't really explain it.
Yeah.
It's about a painter and a jock and...
A painter and a jock. Wait, is the painter a jock? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's about a girl...
Hey, don't judge. A painter can be a jock.
It's about a female painter and a guy jock, and they at the beginning, he makes a bet that he can... go out with someone, and then his friend has to pick it for him. And it's like this teen movie about a guy and a girl, and they get together. It's that kind of thing.
Oh. All right, well, Lel, check this out. That doesn't surprise me or interest me. But I believe that you watched it. Oh, you like that in your hand, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a born rock star.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to tell you that my friend Ricky Nelson, I can say that because he's not listening, he's going to Disneyland right now. I don't know if he's in an airplane or if he's on his iPhone in a car. I don't know if he's married to Aaron. I don't know if he has kids or what. I can't imagine if he's got kids, a 2-year-old or a three-year-old would be interested in Disneyland yet, so he's probably going for his own thrills. What do you think about adults going to Disneyland for their own fun?
It's okay. They don't usually, but...
Oh, they don't, though.
I think that stuff is for kids to have fun there, but grown-ups can still go on rides and have fun.
Hell yeah.
Next week, we're going to go to Disney World in Florida, and we're going to stay at two hotels.
I thought you were going to stay at three hotels. What happened?
Change of plans. That's what happened.
They said we can't do another hotel.
No, they didn't, but Grandpa couldn't come because he was too sick, and so we had to come there.
Well, I think that you should go to... Oh, check this out. I think you should go to Alligator Land. Where are you going to go besides... You know what they got in Orlando, right? I think it's in Orlando, right by Disney World.
What? SeaWorld. I'm guessing SeaWorld.
I don't know where SeaWorld is. It could be right by Disney World. But they have the Holy Lands theme park. I wanted to go there. When I was in Orlando, I was like, holy... Shit, I want to go to the Holy Lands theme park. If you don't know about the Holy Lands theme park, it's I think it was built by born again Christians of some sort. But it's all of the Middle East Holy Lands, all the Jerusalem and all the stuff from the Bible, all the lands of the Bible, Babylon and all that stuff. In miniature form, you can walk down the streets. And the buildings are maybe 1/16th scale or something like that. The whole town, the whole villages are. Man, I dropped my. So anyway, maybe you could talk your folks into going there.
And we're gonna go to Disneyland. Disney World. And we're gonna try to go on. We're going to try to go on a lot of rides. And we're going to go to, Little Big World.
Little Big World?
It's a small world.
Oh, yeah, it's a small... I've been on that at Disneyland. Hey, though, DJ Star.
Yes?
You've never been on a big roller coaster, have you?
No.
Well, I highly recommend that you get... the guts to do this. Do it. Are you gonna do it?
I might do one. And if I do go on a really big roller coaster, I'll send you a postcard that says I have.
You keep bumping to stop that. Drop the mic. Man, some people. That's cool. Okay, so...
is this on?
Yes, it's on.
Okay,
this song is dedicated to you, two DJs, and here you go. You heard it before, you're going to hear it again. This is the Reverend Billy C. Wirtz.
Play baseball with parrots.
Watch the anaconda. Go online with a manatee. Visit Jungle Land. Play Goofy Gator Golf. See the mermaids of Weeki Wachee. Don't forget to visit Tiki Village. See the world's oldest schoolhouse. Shop at Luggage World, Towel World, Baggage World, Camera World, Free for $10 T-shirt World, and of course, Lip Love Universe. And go berserk at the world's largest flea market. All Cypress needs furniture, one half off. Swim at your own risk. Management assumes no responsibility for theft. Rest area, no facilities. Restrooms for customers only. We hope you've enjoyed your stay. Please remember, checkout time is 11. The checkout will be charged for a full day. Right lane, exact change only. Airport, right lane exit now. Right lane closed, 500 feet. All unattended vehicles will be ticketed and towed. Last chance for Disney souvenirs. Please have a photo ID. Report any suspicious person. This line, first-class customers only. One carry-on bag. Federal regulation prohibits smoking. Close 25 through 30. Now, boy.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on in here?
I don't know. You have to.
John Denver. Did he or didn't he?
Rumor.
I think he's the anti-lawnmower.
He got...
My tummy's up to turn like grease.
Well, you know, the best way to find out what the repercussions would be is if you were the one that was repercussing it. I mean, you know, you gotta bring that bag, that plastic bag that's really strong, with the lid on it, the screw top lid with the liquid in it, the cold liquid. Oh, man. Oh, will you air guitar it? You know what? Kenny Loggins got shot in the back of the head.
I don't want to take up any more of your time if it's valuable.
Listening to Joey Cassio, liquid in it, you...
I don't know what you're talking about. No.
Jeez, man. What? Do you hear Joey Cassio? What the fuck is going on in here?
I don't know. You have to.
John Denver. Did he or didn't he?
Rumor.
I think he's the anti-lawnmower.
He got...
My tummy's up to churn like grease.
Maybe I'll do Highway to the Danger Zone.
Oh, I was just fulfilling a fantasy of mine.
Mow his lawn naked. You think maybe you could make it to the next gas station in the sky? I'm sorry if I made you go over your time limitation.
Well, you know, they're Reaganomic repercussions. Oh, fuck it. I'm fucking Chuck Logan. So you gonna come in? Well, all right, Mrs. Kennedy.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye.
Okay, so this next tune right here is pretty cool. It's for Grandma.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
Oh, it was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo!
Oh.
a thief in the blue. Till my best friend said that the red would get me through. Went to the jewel with my crew. Adults only box in a secondhand suit, bow tie. I'm a fox in a car on the street. Miles with the sweet and a cheat at my crib in a what?
Just raspberries. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Well. This has been the Barack and Aw show tonight. I admit I haven't really done anything at all about Barack except for play some Simpsons. But I couldn't just go with the same old thing being the new era. I couldn't just be the shock and awe. I had to be the Barack and awe. I can feel the wind down for 7-8 is coming nearer and nearer and nearer. It's been great. It's been real. You can download the Shock and Awe show on radioforall.net. And you might not know how to spell Shock and Awe, so you're going to have to just check soon and download that. I'm not going to edit out the swear words. I'm just going to have to put plugs in the kids' ears and start swearing around them. This is America, goddammit. In America, we like to swear around our children. It's the best education we can afford for our children. I'm really, really going to miss Bush. And I can only pray and hope and pray that Sarah Palin will run in 2012. God, I love her. Such a genius. I gotta take a leak. This next song is for Love Potion number 9.
Went down to the local gypsy and I handed her the same line. You know what I want from you, so honey, won't you give me number 9? Cause you know lately I ain't feeling so great. Last time she gave me love potion number 8. And you know pretty better how I think you're pretty smart. But once I'm from this bottle, then I'll tell you all apart. The gypsy told me that the first thing that would happen, you get dizzy.
many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widow who was pretty as can be. This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon they too were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and really changed my life. Now my daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. And to complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he were my uncle, then that also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who was, of course, my stepmother. Father's wife then had a son who kept them on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. Now, if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. Yeah. And every time I think of it, nearly drives me wild. 'Cause now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. Oh, I'm my own.
Yes, it's been fun to do this Brock and Oz show with you tonight. I'd like to tell you that the next track is very appropriate for the Brock and Oz show. And actually, I'm going to play two Brock and Oz tracks here. And I'm going to wrap it up. This is The Impressions, Mighty Mighty.
Everybody's talking. about this country state. We give a new power every hour, just about with every Christian faith. We're killing up our leaders, it don't matter, none black or white. And we all know it's wrong, and we're gonna fight to make it right. And mighty, mighty, it's fading white. Your black and white power is gonna be a problem tower. And we who stand divided, so damn undecided. Give this some thought, and stupidness we've all been caught. There really ain't no difference.
If you cut, you're gonna bleed.
Might I get a little deeper? Human life's from the semen seed. Now I'm gonna say it loud. I'm just as proud as the brothers too. And just like the rest, I don't want no mess about who's taking who. Am I mighty, spade whitey?
Your black and white power
is gonna be a problem tower. And we who stand divided, so damn undecided. Give this some thought, in stupidness we've all been caught.
Well, I'm trying to find a freaking fracking tone here.
Fox Die would just fight you for that.
Oh, yeah, Fox Die doesn't have to do anything to me for that. Well, but. Okay, found it. I didn't find it. The computer finally found it. That computer, Fox Die.
Where is Fox Die?
Would love to have until she touched it, and then she'd be fucking pissed off. Okay. This is the Barack and Oz show, 7-8. What do you think about that?
It's the what?
The Barack and Oz show.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Right on. Here, I'm going to play a Barack and Oz tune here.
Can I be Michelle?
Yeah, I don't care. If you want to.
Do you like my dress?
Yeah.
My forehead is enormous.
Well, it's because you... Yeah, well... Everybody's forehead is enormous. If you take a drawing class, they teach you that the eyes go halfway or in the middle of the head. It's very interesting. So she just has a high hairline, right? Just like me, all right? Look at my... Do I look like Michelle?
You look like Michelle from Full House.
That's fucked up, dude. That's totally fucked up. All right, I'm going to play this track here for the Barack and Oz show. We're going to play this, and then I'm going to wind it up, and 7-8's going to break some records over your head.
Yeah. Actually, to be honest with you guys, I shouldn't add him like this, but he actually kind of looks like a Polish Woody Harrelson.
Actually, I'm pretty much all German.
Oh, yeah.
But...
Well, hey, Poland is supposed to be Germany.
I look like Michelle Obama meets Woody and Woody Harrelson's love child. You'll see him on the radio, on
more
the TV,
like white men can't jump
on
then.
The digital TV soon.
Or
definitely more like the end of Cheers, White Men Can't Jump era, more than like, you know, even like Natural Born Killers or whatever.
You know, how come they didn't make, like, a Black Man Can't Skate video? I guess because Black Man Can Skate.
That is racism, sir.
Yeah, exactly. Strange, huh? Okay. Man, you're drinking out of a can?
This ain't a can.
This is a fucking barrel.
It's a rock, dog. This has got hot lava in it. I just came from the mountainside.
Word. All right, well, I'll join you. Hold on here. Play this. This is a Barack and Oz show. Thanks for listening.
Oh, what's happening, CC? They still call it the White House, but that's a temporary condition, too. Can you dig it, CC? To each his reach, and if I don't cop, it ain't mine to have. But I'll be reaching for you, 'cause I love you, CC. Right on. There's a lot of chocolate cities around. We've got Newark, we've got Gary. Somebody told me we got L.A. And we're working on Atlanta. But you're the capital.
Babylonia.
Get down.
Babylonia.
Moving in on you.
Babylonia.
Can't you feel my breath? All up around your neck. Hey, CC. They say you jive and game and can't be changed. But on the positive side, you're my piece of the rock and I love you, CC. Can you dig it? Hey, we didn't get our 40 acres and a mule, but we did get you, CC. Yeah. Moving in around ya. God bless CC and his yellow suburbs. What's happening, blood? Man Black, Brother Black, Blood Even. Yeah, just funny, man. Getting down. A blood to blood, a players to ladies. The last percentage count was 80. You don't need the bullet when you got the ballot. Are you up for the downstroke, CC? Chocolate City.
Shock.
Are you with me out there?
Yo, I'm here.
And when they come to march on you, tell them to make sure they got their James Brown pass.
Yo, you got your James Brown pass?
Don't be surprised if I was at the White House. And Red Mike, Secretary of the Treasury. Richard Pryor, Minister of Education. Stevie Wonder, Secretary of Fine Arts. And Miss Aretha Franklin, the First Lady. Are you out there, CC? A chocolate city is no dream. It's my piece of the rock. And I dig you, CC. God bless Chocolate City and its vanilla suburbs. Can y'all get to that?
Talk about a vanilla. Welcome to a vanilla.
In your stuff. You can't get enough. Be more fun. Be more fun. Should be funky too. Right on, Chocolate City.
Minister. Bad taste. All right. Okay. Now.
Yeah. Yeah. Get deep.
All right, I want to give shouts out to my man, DJ Question Mark, the True Delicious. Yo, this one goes out to Billy Bob, Basso, Fibonacci, floating on a rockin' space with Captain Lady and the Doll Collector. I want to say, yo, what's up to Goldilocks and Blackbeard? Yo, DJ Fox Dye, my main lady. Yo, I gotta say, DJ Vale, how come you spell it that way? Satan, I almost ran over you in the street, motherfucker shit. Ramona, god damn, girl. DJ Lisp, goddamn boy, shit, this is a good time now. I want to say, Lynn Gary, you're my main lady. Okay, and I want to say DJ Brouhaha, ha ha ha. Yo, I'm giving shouts out to Big Red, Black Rabbit, GG, and Angie Ratsy. Yo, I also want to say, yo, what's up to DJ Gamma Ray, DJ Rhino. I want to say hella fino to DJ Jersey and BFF Forever. DJ Marbles, roll that shit. Yo, Pizza T, what happened to building number 7? This is shocking, huh? I want to say, yo, 7-8, what the fuck is going on, motherfucker? Let's break some beats. DJ Clusterfuck, fuck that shit up. Yo, DJ Cusswords, you ain't got nothing on me. Super Pickle, yo, what's up, G? Dr. Krunkenstein, where you been? Yo, I just want to say, I'm all the way down with DJ Refresh 6 and Lady Fingers. Let's have some singers in your place. DJ's Dark Horse and Summer Isle. Let's stay a while. Lucky Charms, don't do me no harm. Demi de Assis, give me some relief. I want to tell you, DJ Ignoramus, don't listen to that DJ Whitey. He's all nighty. Waking up is a visual growl. Yo, the motherfucker thinks he's gonna cut in my shit. Thanks for listening to the Shock and Awe Show. Stay tuned, 7-8. It's kicking it live right now. Thank you.
Yo, while we on the loving and adorable tip, I want to say peace. I want to turn on this motherfucking monitor, though. That's what I want to do. All right. Now I can hear myself think.